Broken pieces can be put together without the cracks showing. Stay tuned for more, and let's find our way. By the way, at a grocery store, a loud noise was heard, with the sound of something crashing and shattering. People walked towards the sound. Some were whispering and looking, but offering no assistance. However, instead of just looking, a man walked down that aisle and saw that an older lady had hit a shelf containing dishes with her shopping cart. And many of the dishes had fallen to the ground and broken into pieces. She was kneeling on the floor, embarrassed, frantically picking up the shattered pieces, and she sustained a cut to her hand. Her husband, however, frustrated and upset over the accident, was peeling off the barcode from each broken dish, saying, "Now we will have to pay for all of this." The concerned man felt so bad for her, while everyone was just standing and staring at her. He knelt down beside her and told her not to worry, and started helping her to pick up the broken pieces. After a few minutes, the store manager came, and he knelt beside them and said, "Leave it. We will clean this up. Let's get your information so you can go to the hospital and have that cut on your hand looked at." The lady, totally embarrassed, said, "I need to pay for all of this first." The manager smiled, helped her to her feet and said, "No, you don't, madam. We have insurance for this. You don't have to pay anything." In my working life as a pastor, social worker, and child abuse investigator, I have seen numerous people with shattered lives. Everything seems to be in pieces. They don't know where to turn, where to get help, feeling that they will never get everything in their lives back in order. In many situations, I've seen people's lives completely turned around, changed for the better, when they have come into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible, His Word, tells us that He has a plan for our lives, but we can only know what that is once we have repented of our sins, sought for His forgiveness, and committed our lives to Him. At this point, He can pick up the pieces of our lives and put them together again seamlessly. Jesus said He came to give us life with a purpose, and that He will always be with us to guide and lead us through this life, with the great promise of eternity with Him. Let me take a personal moment with you and ask that wherever you are as you watch this episode, please close your eyes for a moment and imagine God doing the same for you, collecting the pieces of your broken heart from all the blows of life, the blows that have thrown you into turmoil. God will heal all your wounds, and I assure you that your sins and mistakes will be forgiven once you repent and ask for His forgiveness. You see, we have all been in similar situations in our lives, some worse than others, but grace and mercy of God is available to us all. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior and ask for forgiveness, God will say to us, "Everything has already been paid for by my Son, Jesus Christ. It happened when He died on the cross and then rose from the dead after 3 days as He promised. Now go on your way. Trust in me," He says. "All is forgiven. And your life is about to turn a new page into a new chapter." My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.